Good morning, Trinity Youth. It's March 6th, 2024. This is Haley.
And Dave. Y'all, we are now halfway through the Lenten journey.
Crazy. It has flown, y'all. Dave, as we're in the middle of Lent, I'm hoping you're enjoying your feast days on Sunday, doing some fun things, celebrating however you are. With that, though, I have a question. If someone gifted you 24 hours and unlimited budget, what would you do with it? Like, what would be your ultimate, feast to the max? What would you do?
I would love, all right, so if it was summer in America, one thing I've always wanted to do is ski in South America.
Wow, really while it's summer here.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. So 24 hours unlimited. I mean, I would get a bunch of friends, a bunch of y'all. We've talked about how it'd be really fun to.
You have like two planes worth.
It'd be great and head on down to Chile and go skiing in South America and have like an Argentinian barbecue, like barbacoa down there. Have the whole a la plancha steak thing. Oh, that would be really fun.
Wow. That's what I would do. To the max feast for sure. I love it. Dreaming big.
How about you, Haley?
Now my ideas feel small. I feel embarrassed. I don't know. Maybe I would. Unlimited budget's kind of scary. I could do so many things.
Don't think too hard. You just got to shoot from there.
I would have a huge, big, catered, fancy chef dinner and invite a bunch of wonderful people.
Okay. So we're both extroverts, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. If I can be alone as long as I know that aloneness will end at some point. Like, I can spend a whole day reading a book by myself if I know I'm going to have a dinner that night with a friend.
Okay.
But if you're like, Haley, you're going to be alone for 4 days, I'd be like, I'm not going to be well at the end of the 4 days.
Yeah.
So.
That's fun. Yeah. Well, y'all asked some of that question. That's a good one. That's a good one to think about. So, can't think too hard. Just go for it.
Sure.
Y'all, how we spend our time, especially our time resting, is actually something really important to the heart of God. We're going to check out that topic today. And we see it all throughout Scripture. And what we see is the idea of rest and what that means is something that Jesus actually flips upside down on its head for his disciples, what they expected to hear about it, this idea of Sabbath. And Haley, I'm wondering, could you please read, give us a little bit of context for what we're about to hear from Matthew. We're still in Matthew.
Yeah, for sure. Like Dave said, y'all, what they would have expected to hear from Jesus or from a religious person in general at the time, when Sabbath comes up, it's like, oh, well, you follow that strictly. Like, you do exactly these things. You follow these laws.
Or you don't do these things.
Right. You don't do a lot of things on Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Really, anything that requires energy, thought, a lot from you is, a no-go on the Sabbath. You don't buy and sell things in the market. Everything kind of stops on Sabbath. So when people are asking Jesus about that, they're expecting a response that's chill. You don't do anything. You follow the laws.
Yeah. Following the laws, I think it's one of the key ideas.
It is the key idea.
A law. If you break the law, you're like, oh, no.
Right.
So, that was the expectation, that sense of, I have a law to follow.
Yeah, a strict black and white. Mm-hmm. No room for gray is really how they saw things. So I'm going to read a little bit from Matthew 12. It's 9 through 13, and then we'll discuss it some. Mm-hmm. Going on from that place, he went into their synagogue, and a man with a shriveled hand was there. Looking for a reason to bring charges against Jesus, they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into the pit on a Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." So he stretched it out, and it was completely restored, just as sound as the other. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Haley, it's a powerful reading. It also has some imagery maybe we're not used to hearing. So what do you think this teaches us about the idea of Sabbath and rest?
Yeah, even the imagery of a shriveled up hand is hard to imagine.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's the first thing I think when you say imagery, hard to imagine. But
I will say there is an amazing episode of the show called The Chosen that we just recently watched it with my family. We just got put onto the show, and I can't recommend it enough to y'all. That really, it shows the shriveled hand in a way. I'm like, oh that's
really?
Maybe what it looked like.
It so
just
sense.
When you said that, yeah. But it's this passage stretched out over an episode, and it was really powerful.
Mm, yeah. And I think here we see a lot of how, well, first of all, I love, like, it's lawful to do good on the Sabbath. And, like, in their eyes, even in my eyes, I'd be like, that's so many different things. But it's like, hey, if you see someone in need, it's more important that you, like, move towards good things than you follow a law and that, like, you follow the rule. Like, the heart of the rules and the heart of all these things is to make sure that you are living a life full of, like, generosity and goodness. Like, Jesus is like, oh, this is like this person, especially when it's people-centric too. That's what I love. Yeah. It's like, hey, this is about someone that I care for and love. I'm gonna do this, and I think it's a lot for me to do this.
Yeah.
But what hits you here, Dave? What are you thinking about?
Well, first I was thinking, I have a friend, a couple of Jewish friends in college, and they had the chance to study in Israel for an off term.
Huh,
I remember that one of them, she told me that, I mean, the town literally just shut down on Sabbath, and people would walk everywhere. It was a really beautiful thing. It was a beautiful expression.
Oh, no, driving a car.
Yeah.
That you normally drive.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that you could. So you'd walk. There's actually a part of Atlanta on La Vista Street, I want to say, in eastern part of Atlanta where there's a major synagogue and a large Jewish community. And if you drive through there on a Saturday, on Sabbath, you'll see folks in yarmulkes, and you'll see them walking throughout town everywhere and going to Sabbath services. But yeah, she would say, yeah, people really would, like the whole town was all in on it together, and they would spend time with friends and they would go to the house. And part of what they do is they would prepare for Sabbath by, because they didn't want to have to do work. Like, a part of it's really beautiful. It's like, we're not going to do dishes. We're not going to do really productive things. We're just going to spend time with each other, enjoy the Lord, enjoy each other. And yeah, so they would do that. But what we see happening by the time we get to this passage is a lot of people, it no longer became a thing that involved the celebration of the good of life. It was about anxiously following a rule.
Yeah.
And so that's with the connection with Lent, when we started with this whole idea of like, what do we give up for Lent? How do we think about it? And Jesus saying, I desire mercy and not sacrifice.
Yeah, that's earlier in this passage.
It's earlier in this passage. And I think we hit it earlier in the podcast too, with this idea of how do we like do Lent right? It's not to be anxiously trying to follow rules.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that Jesus says that is so powerful is, I didn't make, man for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath for man, which you got to think about that one for a second.
Yeah.
But it's a gift to humans, not a box that humans are meant to fit in, but something that's actually meant to bring freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one of the big challenges for us, Haley, is right. It's like in our busy world, with so much thrown our way, how do we actually like do rest? What is Jesus getting at? If it's not about the actual law of strictly thing of do this and do that, how do we get to the spirit of Jesus wants us to experience freedom from not doing certain things? How have you experienced that in your life?
I think you have to take a step back and wonder, like, how do I really recharge, like, both with the Lord and like just as a person? And like, for you and I, it's gonna be different than other people in the world and even from each other. Like, we're very extroverted, so maybe like rest involves like a dinner with a close friend or whatever.
Yes.
But for some people, they're like, dinner exhausts me. I don't want to see you on my Sabbath. And it's like, great, you stay in your house, you do whatever. And I think when I first thought of the idea of Sabbath, I remember a few years ago, I told somebody, I think I was at our Sabbath tree, I was like, I just think it'll be easier to do when I have a family. Like when I'm not like solo, single, doing this on my own. And it's funny, now that I've like started to incorporate Sabbath in my life, it's like actually such a joy. It doesn't have to be the solo thing. It can be with people. It can be however you recharge. So I would say for y'all, if you're listening and you're like, oh, I've never really taken a time to pause. And for most of you here, that might be from a thing like homework or from like obligations. And maybe if sports are life-giving, maybe it's not sports. But if sports drain you sometimes, maybe have not having a day where you do sports or whatever in your week, if you can ever plan your life to be that way. But looking at like a little thing, even if it's like half a day, like if it's like a night where you're like, this night I'm going to rest, as opposed to doing a whole 24-hour thing. If you're like, I'm going to take this hour and learn what it means to not rest. You can start in bits. And that's what I started doing. I like started in bits. Then I got more extreme and I figured out like, I actually love this. I'm going to do the whole 24 hours, whatever. And realizing I was like made to have that kind of time. And culture doesn't tell you that.
Yeah.
Culture's going to be like, how much did you get done this week? How many, you know, whatever. And it's like, I think me resting makes me a better human being. I think Jesus had like some things going on here that were right. I think he really knew what he was up to.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Yeah, Sabbath, I mean, it recharges us.
Mm-hmm.
And I one thing that stuck with me is someone once said this, that there's a difference between recreation. And then if you break that word down and pronounce it differently, it would be recreation. And so we think of recreation as just, I'm just going to do whatever I want and it's not work. But that's not always necessarily restful. And again, like doing physical activity can be incredibly restorative to you. And that's sure. the idea of recreation, right? Huh. So things that you are feeling recreated in your spirit and your mm-hmm. soul. And so during Sabbath, I take a break from the things that if I did them nonstop without a break, would eventually drain me. And our work right. is going to do that. So
dishes are going to do that.
Dishes will do it. Like, you got to do them, right?
Yeah, but there can be what this, like, nothing's going to happen if they sit for a day.
Right.
That's and reminding okay. that every time. And, like, your homework, like, if it's Saturday, there's Sunday. And there are, like, times where it's, like, prime yeah. time. You got to get things done. Yeah. There's no shame in that, too. And I think that's part of what this is. It's like, hey, there's no shame when these things don't happen. Like, it's not, like, you're automatically, like, the worst person ever. It's, like, sometimes things are going to bend and yeah. be different.
Sometimes
that's okay.
it does. And I think that's really good to know.
But knowing the heart of it. Like, this is a good thing. And as often as you can, figure out how to set those things down and set back.
Yeah. Well, so. I thought it'd be good for us to talk about. We'll just give you a vision of what it looks like for Haley and I, because it's something that we both value, and our staff here at Trinity is something we really value. Even it's, though it's a thing, as people of Jesus, of the New Testament, we're not commanded to follow Sabbath, but it's a gift that's given to us that we have found a lot of life with. For me, it really started back when I was in seminary about 15 years ago, and the school that I was at doing these studies required us to have a 24-hour period a week cool. where we did not do schoolwork. And they would check in on us and see how it was going and see if it was restorative. So it was a practice that I picked up then, and I really appreciated it. And it was foreign to me. I'd never mm-hmm. considered that before. And then as we got into my life here with Trinity, I kept that up as best I could through being a teacher, different stops along the way. Trinity really values it. And it's something that between Haley and I, we know when we take our 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do it on Sunday. It's a great time to do it. But for us, we work a lot. Sunday is a work day for us. So I tend to do, I call it a Jewish Sabbath, sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. Yeah. During those times, if you send me an email to my Trinity email, you're not going to hear back from me. It's a thing where I take a rest from work. If I get texts about Trinity-related things, often, more likely than not, I'm not going to respond. And what I'm doing instead to fill that space are things that really restore the soul. And we often do it as a family. Love to get outside, love to be active. Go on hikes, meet with friends mm-hmm. in a way where I'm not doing something that's actively advancing my work. So that's me. And Haley mentioned this. I think it's really important that for me, my goal is a 24-hour period, like a sundown to sundown. But that can be one of those things that could become an anxious rule. So I'd encourage you, if you're getting started in Sabbath or considering the idea, maybe it's like take an hour where you yeah. take a break from homework. You take a break. If social media is a thing that is not actually restful for you, like you'll mindlessly scroll, but it's, it actually makes you more anxious or more grumpy at the end, take a Sabbath from that. So oh, you yeah. can be more engaged with people later before you pick something back up again. It's like a mini, in some ways a mini Lent, but also you're filled with like really, really great things.
Yeah. So. Once a quarter, I try to do a phoneless Lent where yeah. like I don't, like oh, I wow. just don't, and like I don't navigation anything. Like yeah. I can only go where I know how to get. It's so fun. It's kind of wild to realize how much like I'm like reliant on my phone in that way. So yeah. if you're a phone person, I get it. But resting yeah. from it is a great thing. So.
Well, we encourage you this week, your challenge would be with this text. Think about Sabbath. If there's a space in your life where you feel called to have rest. And again, if 24 hours, that's not a rigid rule. That was the original thing that taught us the spirit of something where the Lord, you know, if God took a rest, right, in the creation narrative,
we can
if God
too.
Could take a day off, we can take a day off. Yeah. That is a gift from us, from the things that we produce. But find it in little spaces here and there, places to really restore your soul, fill it with something that is going to recreate you.
And if you need help figuring out what that really is, talk to a leader. They would love to sort those things out with you, help you figure out some of those things. It took me a while to figure out, oh, like I need to be with people, and that's okay. Or maybe you love to read a book. Maybe mm-hmm. tea should be involved in your Sabbath.
Tea.
Whatever Amazing. It might yes. be, but maybe you do a puzzle. I don't know, but everyone is very different. So if you need help figuring out where to start, talk to your leader, talk to us, talk to whoever. But there are people here who want to help you on that journey. So.
Well, Trinity Youth, we hope you find a blessing in Sabbath this week. It's been amazing once again to spend this time with you. We love you, and as always, peace
be with you.